States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Jack Webb. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. Your maturing Series E defense bonds can go right on earning interest for you for as much as 10 years longer. If you don't need the cash right now, hold those bonds at interest and keep on buying more defense bonds through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. In a moment, we'll introduce Jack Webb. First, Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra present Harry's own arrangement of the stirring Lady of Spain. Thank you, Harry. And now our guest, the popular young dramatic star of radio, motion pictures, and television, Jack Webb. He appears in an original guest star sketch entitled By Mere Coincidence. We take you now to Hollywood and Jack Webb.
My name is Christopher Adams. I'm 33 years of age, 5 feet 11, 172 pounds, black hair. I'm a salesman with Durham Industrial Supply. 2 days ago, I came to Washington, D.C. to wrap up some last-minute business before beginning a much-needed 2-week vacation. On the run from Washington, D.C. back to New York, that's where the whole incident began. The incident that almost cost me my freedom. A couple of minutes out of Washington, I thought I could feel somebody standing next to the empty seat beside me. It was a fat man, expensively dressed. Before he sat down, he tossed his briefcase up next to mine on the bag rack. I settled my head back against the seat and started thinking about that 2-week vacation. Well, a train bell woke me up. We'd stopped. We were in Pennsylvania Station. The seat next to me was empty. The fat man was gone. I yanked my briefcase down from the bag rack and headed up the ramp to the cab stand. It was 11:30 when the cab dropped me off in front of my apartment building. I let myself into my room, flipped the light switch, tossed my briefcase on the bed, and that's when I saw him. The gold initials on the case. Initials J.G. The fat man had picked up my briefcase, and I picked up his. Well, in mine, there was nothing of real value, but what about the fat man? What did it contain? Might hold something very important. I had to get in touch with him immediately. I tried the lock on the case, and it snapped open. I took out the contents. First, a sheaf of papers that contained some kind of odd drawing, sketches of some kind. And then my hand closed around the steel barrel of a gun. Well, the drawings looked like floor plans. The photograph that slipped out of the drawings told me what plan. Just a minute.
Mr. Adams?
Yes, I'm...
Inside, please.
Well, what's going on here?
Come on, Gregor. He's here.
Yes, good.
Now, look, I don't know what this is
about. Close the door, Maxim.
Yes, come on, Gregor.
I see you have examined the contents of my briefcase, Mr. Adams.
Well, I was only trying to find out who the case belonged to.
Please, Mr. Adams. How well did you examine the contents? You know them well enough to go to the police?
Hey, now, look here. I don't know what you're talking about. All I did was...
Of course not. You're stupid. So stupid. You Americans make many heroics when the so-called chips are down.
No, let me...
Not here, Maxim. Be this time. Put the papers back in the briefcase.
Yes.
What are you trying to do here?
Who? In good time, you shall know, Mr. Adams. In good time. Ready, Maxim?
Yes, come on, Gregor.
Good. Now, Mr. Adams, you will come along with manners, or I promise you a short life. Shall we go?
Well, the fat man Gregor and his accomplice herded me out of the apartment, down into their car. At the curb, they put a blindfold over my eyes and told me to keep quiet. 2 minutes later, I'd lost all sense of direction. 15 minutes later, the car came to a stop. I was roughly guided up some squeaky wooden steps and ushered into a warm room.
Take the blindfold off, Max.
Yes, comrade.
There. That is better, is it not, Mr. Adams? So, how do you like your new home for the next few days?
Well, it's just fine. Now, look, what's this all about?
See, you are not stupid after all, Mr. Adams.
Well, I surveyed the room with a lone lamp on the table. The table that stood between Gregor and myself. Maxime was moving toward me. In his hand, he held a gun. Well, I thought it was now or never, so I made a pass at the table.
The lights! Get the Maxime!
Yes, come here!
I hit Gregor from behind. I heard him hit the floor. And then I caught the outline of Maxime against the window. I dived for him. I yanked his arms around behind his back and forced him around in front of me.
He's here! Come on, Gregor! He's here!
Maxime! Where are you?
He's dead, Gregor.
Where are you? Speak again.
I got your partner's gun, Gregor.
Speak again, fool.
Oh, no. You're the fool, Gregor. When are you guys going to wise up? You're not going to rule the world. Doesn't your comrade know that? There are too many free men who love freedom.
Free men are simple fools who only know the simple things. Your speech bores
me. No, it doesn't bore you, Gregor. It hurts you. Destroy the free. That's your 5-year plan. Well, let me tell you something. For every free man you destroy, there'll be two more to take his place.
You're nothing but a hot-headed salesman trying to impress me with your schoolboy heroics.
You know, Gregor, I was just thinking. If I die here, I really got a lot more to lose than you.
Wait. Mr. Adams, there is no need for these heroics.
Nobody's trying to be a hero.
Let us have a pot.
Yeah, sure. You guys are famous for your parleys, aren't you?
Wait, look. I throw down my gun. You heard it? You did the same.
Yeah.
Good. Now open the door so we have some light.
Sure.
You fit this.
You didn't think I trusted you, did you, comrade?
I'm dying.
No, you'll live. I'm not that good a shot. Now, you're going to live. Wait till the boy hear that, huh?
No.
No.
Yeah, Comrade Gregor. You're going to live. Well, I'm on my vacation. I'm enjoying the so-called simpler things in life. The beach, the sun, the cool drinks, and the pretty girls. Yeah, simple things, enjoyed only by free men.
That was a fine performance, Jack Webb, as always.
Well, thank you, Ted DeCourcy. The same for you. And I enjoyed doing it, and it's especially nice to be appearing on a defense bond program again.
You picked a good time for your return appearance, Jack, because now you know defense bonds are a better investment than ever.
Yeah, I know that, Ted. I've always been a strong believer in defense bonds because they're a safe and sure investment. And with the new features, well, they're now even better. But the most important thing to me is the fact that bonds provide a perfect way to save. Not only for your own future security, but for your country's defense as well.
Right. Defense bonds are now even better. Now defense bonds pay more interest and have a shorter maturity period. Two, we can all play a part in our country's defense effort by signing up for the payroll savings plan or the bond a month plan. Those two automatic plans that make saving easy and systematic.
Yes, these automatic plans make it possible to save before we spend, and that's important. So, friends, may I suggest that you sign up today for your country's defense and your own future security by enrolling in the payroll savings plan to buy defense bonds. There's no better investment in the world.
Thank you, Jack Webb. And now Harry Sosnick leads the Defense Bonds Orchestra in a musical finale, Johnny Green's unforgettable Body and Soul. I've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station each week as a public service. Our thanks to Jack Webb for a fine performance, and to his supporting players, Ted DeCorsia and Fritz Feld, and his director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another favorite star and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be with us. In the meantime, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you that regular saving today means security tomorrow. Invest in defense bonds where you work or bank.